Comcast Business is offering 25 megabits per second internet from $69.95 a month. That means if you're still using slow DSL, you have a decision to make. Switch to Comcast Business and get more speed for faster downloads, or stick with slow DSL and watch your business stutter. The choice is yours. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 12/31/15. Restrictions apply. Two-year contract and subscription to Comcast Business Voice and Business TV required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Welcome to AM.
Sorry about that, guys. Hello.
See, hello, press Allison. And co. I'll finish the queen off. Welcome to AMC Press and Co. Where this is our Thanksgiving special. We've made it to another turkey day. Holy shit.
It's almost Trip Thanksgiving. Red Hood.
Yes. The rye, Black Hood, do you realize the rise of Tryptophan is on the parade ground?
Wait, hold up. Speaking of which, Red Hood, where the hell are my turkeys?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Mate, there's feathers all over you.
Oh?
Yes. Now, I wasn't worried about the Humvees, but where the hell are my turkeys?
I ate them.
Why would you eat them?
Because I was hungry, there was nothing in the mess hall, and, you know, our chef is Swedish, so he doesn't understand what we're saying, and he thinks that basically everything is everything.
Okay, one, racist, because one, I'm half Norwegian, half Swedish, you little excrement. And two, Red Hood, those turkeys were for everyone, not just you.
Oh, right. Sorry, I became a bit of Mr. Bogus. But, you know, it's all good. I mean, I ate for everyone. I mean, I had to run it off somehow. You know,
I'm going
to
make you run it off now.
With a rifle over my head.
What?
With a rifle over my head.
No, with me chasing you with a tank.
Oh, so which way do you want to go, north or south or east or west?
Until you make it to the ocean.
That's 19 hours away.
Get running.
What, are you going to start the tank slowly?
Yes, while aiming the paint gun at you.
Are you sure it's a paint gun?
Yes, I'm pretty damn sure.
Mm-hmm. So you're sure it's a paint gun? Okay. If you and I know it's a paint gun, will it hurt to have everything, well, transparent, if you know what I mean?
Yes, let's find out.
Okay, listen, if I find out that I have gotten bruises all over me, you know you're going to be court-martialed.
Technically, no, because you're the ones who ate the turkey.
Oh, that's right, I forgot that little detail. Alright, fuck it, I'll just take the blame. Because in all reality, turkeys taste good no matter what time of year. Turkey sandwiches, roast turkey, this turkey, that turkey, being called a turkey.
And we are not talking about the Islamic State of Turkey, because, by the way, it is a beautiful country.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, I just decided to break the fourth wall there, Red Hood.
Right.
Anyway, on to our show.
Yes. Right, on the show. Right, and I should get running. I should get running.
Yes.
I should get running.
Let me join the studio, Red Hood.
Yeah, right, anyway, yeah. Right. So, yeah, anyway, while I get running, who wants to cover the first topic? Okay, I guess I will.
While running? Jamie. I mean, shit. Red Hood. Cut that out.
Yes, Black Hood?
Yes, right. Red Hood. So Jim Henson lost his turkey prize?
Well, he lost mojo because of the fact that, well...
Yeah, poor Austin Powers.
He lost his mojo because of the fact that it was a lost... It's called the Legend of Turkey Hollow. Now...
Right.
For all those unfamiliar with Jim Henson, the fact that this Thanksgiving special came to life last night, and for God's sake, it was probably not the best I've ever seen.
And when they actually aired the episode, aired the special, they played Muppets Christmas Carol before it, the thing that was actually Muppets Christmas Carol, which is amazing.
Yeah.
To watch.
You know, I gotta say,
right.
Frizzle the Rat and Gonzo are definitely main Red Hood.
In Muppet form, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I said that. Yeah. I think I'd be Rizzo though, simply because of course he has the Jersey accent, like me. So.
Well, yeah.
I mean, the greatest thing about it is
is the guy they got to play as Ebenezer Scrooge, which is Michael Caine. I love him.
He's a great actor. We're talking about Christmas Carol, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I think the best thing in that entire thing
it's his daughter who's resurrected the manuscript.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say Jim Henson passed away years ago.
Right. Well, Lisa Henson is the one who resurrected it on Lifetime. Now, I
don't know if she
chose. I think if they chose a different network, it would have got better airtime.
Yeah, I agree.
And would have it would have been more fitting for ABC or something of that nature.
Or Comedy Central.
Right.
Well, Comedy Central, you could be more vulgar with it. But
right.
I would think.
Yeah.
But that's up to whomever was doing it,
hey,
too.
Hey, depends on rest in peace.
Yeah.
Right.
This just in, literally just in. Tiger Rock is coming to theaters with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, really?
Really?
Mate, I just realized something that we missed Jim Henson's birthday. It was 2 months ago on the 24th.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then they ended up making different.
Oh. I wonder why the Muppets in the Labyrinth look familiar. It was Jim Henson's work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Holy shit, I had no idea.
Oh yeah.
I think
that's pretty wild.
If they could have Muppets movies, why then sky's the limit with it too.
Well, yeah, and
well, here's the thing though too. Keep in mind too that a lot of the Muppet movies had a lot of adult humor.
Oh yeah.
It was not meant for kids.
Yeah, no. I mean, my favorite has to be my favorite Muppet Show episode in the world.
Yeah, because it's funny as hell.
It is the one with John Cleese.
Yes.
And
yes,
the specific sketch that I love is the one where he goes, "I'm going," and like, "I'm so sad you are leaving." You know.
I think who were the two scientists, Beaker and the other guy?
Beaker and Dr. Bunsen Honeydew.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Red Hood is definitely Honeydew, and I am definitely Beaker. You know?
No. Reverse that. You're Honeydew. I'm Beaker.
I think
yeah, that's right.
there's the knowing that Fraggle Rock is that they're wanting to produce another movie with something with in relation to Fraggle Rock. That's freaking awesome. Since
are you serious? Red
I
Hood.
Grew up with that shit.
Red Hood, there's an episode of the Muppet Show called Sex and Violence.
Oh yeah, Sex and Violence is basically
that was a funny one. I remember that one.
Well, yeah, and it was also the name of the show before it was The Muppet Show.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it was a pattern based on the Seven Deadly Sins.
Right.
Oh, God. They got away with a lot.
Well, they got away with a lot that they can't get away with on TV, but I have seen them get away with in Pump It Up, which is the improv version of the Muppet Show.
That was funny.
Well, it's
hysterical.
I love
when they improvise.
I mean, I saw it when I was in my latter years of high school and then in college, and I just got obsessed with it because it's Jim Henson's puppet Muppet being very naughty. And
what about the show on Sci-Fi where they have the creature shop?
Well, I like that too, but it's nothing to what they do in Pump It Up. It really isn't. That's one
that
thing entirely.
Yes.
I'm more speaking about how they actually implement the making the puppets and making it be
well
very intricate.
You know what's funny? When I first saw Avenue Q, I actually seriously thought that some of Jim Henson's people worked on the puppets for that. It turns out I was wrong. It's somebody else.
It's a guy named Rick Ryan.
Yeah, didn't he work under Jim Henson?
Yeah, he worked as a puppeteer.
Yeah, he was one of the puppeteers. I remember that.
Not as a, not as a person who's built anything in the creature shop.
Right.
But,
the
I mean, I think...
Porn. The internet is for porn.
Right.
Oh, God. Also, the Book of Mormon, which is another great play.
Right. Well,
my name
Book
is
of Mormon. Yeah, Book of Mormon is
another play that got away.
In terms of
just like their show, South Park.
Well, yeah, but that's sold out until like forever.
Yeah,
you know, nobody can move it. Like,
we tried getting tickets, which was impossible to get.
Really?
Yeah, we could not get them.
Oh.
And it
they
sucked.
Say it's easier to get them.
Nope. Not for us.
Wow, you didn't go to the lotto.
Mate, we did go to the lotto, and we didn't win.
Oh, too bad.
Fuck you, Red Hood.
But anyway, I mean, the thing is also with Broadway these days.
Are you serious? There was a Thanksgiving version of The Addams Family. I'm sorry.
There's a Thanksgiving version of anything.
Mate, a Thanksgiving version of Addams Family. That cracks me up.
In terms of what?
Well, you wouldn't expect it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And again, of course, the Addams Family movies are absolutely hysterical. Sorry, we're on the Weird Families article.
Yeah, the Addams Family is really funny, but
yeah.
I mean,
what really made me laugh, of course, was after I think it was like the third movie they named their child Pubert. That
Pubert
poor child.
Oh, Pubert.
Yeah. I pity
there
the
goes.
Child. And I was having a heavy debate with somebody about that, about the Addams Family, and I said there actually was a baby named Pubert on the show. I just forgot the name of the movie. You know?
Yeah.
But, like when I confirmed it, I just burst out laughing because I was actually kidding around.
Mm-hmm.
When that awkward moment, of course, when your children turns out to be true.
Right.
It's like, shit. You know? Like, holy shit, I was right.
Right.
Anyway, Red Hood.
I mean, it is funny in the fact that when you get anything,
yeah.
You know, especially
and you don't think about it. It's like, wait a minute.
But if you want to catch Tough It Up, I think you can catch it on YouTube.
Yeah, you can. There's links to it.
And we will provide those links on the website. Or if you just go to YouTube and type in Pop It Up, you can get to see what we're talking about. For our younger viewers, this is not for you.
Yep.
Right. This is definitely not for you, meaning that
if it's disturbing to you, don't watch it.
Yeah, and the thing about it is
that... Oh, it's disturbing for you? Too bad. That was a joke, Red Hood. Don't get mad at me.
Well, it's also a thing that is for adults mainly. Adult humor and actually, hold on a second. I'll tell you right now.
Basically borderline porn.
Right.
When you think about it.
Yeah.
You know?
They did... Oh, it was very funny. They've done a lot of things where they've had, I remember.
Get on with it.
They had something very funny. I was in the audience and I said, okay, I want Mount Everest. And it was Mount Everest. It's the warthog climbing Mount Everest with Sherpa. And so, it was absolutely hilarious. So
awesome.
Basically, they took the warthog and they said, how much farther? And there are two ways you could see it. So one way is to watch the puppeteers perform it right in front of you, or the other way is to look up at the screen where they're actually doing it, and you see everything like you would on TV. So you had two alternate ways of doing it, and it was hilarious. I took my dad. My dad and I went, and my mom and I went for my 19th birthday, and absolutely had a laugh riot with it. And then I went four other times because I just could not get enough of it. I couldn't get enough of it. And anytime you're in LA and they come up and they do it, go, run, because it is hilarious and it gets sold out very quickly. It's very funny too. They don't have Gonzo or Miss Figgy, but they do have others. They have like the three buddies that came up, and it just is very funny. And it's totally improv too. So
okay.
There's a lot to be done. There's a lot to be done with it, you know. It's just a great show. If you're into improv and stuff like that. But if you can't go to the show, refer to YouTube and click on the opening night. Click on 2014 opening night comedy All-Stars Super Show. Henson Alternatives, pop it up.
Okay.
And
there's going to be other topics to
talk
about.
Grab yourself a treat because it's very funny.
Since we're only talking about
it's very funny.
Other things to talk about.
Yeah.
As well.
Okay. So then, moving on.
Yes.
Weird family rules of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alison, do you want to take this one? I have no idea what this is.
It's about, from what I gather, it's basically bringing up different movies, like The House of Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's bringing up.
Wait, hold up. Are we talking
movies
about the free diner one, or are we talking about something else?
No. Yeah, I think we should just forget the free. I think we should move on to the free diner meal for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because that's really, because things like of that nature where people who are lonely don't necessarily have people, and to see different restaurants go out of their way and say, we're going to provide free meals when they don't necessarily have to.
But they decide to because they're nice people.
Yeah. And that's unheard of, too, at some I heard of places that only when it comes down to it where you have to pay for your meals, or you have to go and legitimately pay to eat there, and seeing different places go out of their way and do that. That's something that goes that isn't recognized either. And that's unfortunate. And seeing people go out of their way for others, that's something that you have to take into consideration too.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on it? Red Hood.
My thoughts on it is that it's a fantastic thing to do that for the people who don't have Thanksgiving. I know in the UK, when I'm in the UK, I celebrate it differently than I do in the US. And so it's a different date. However, it's great to be with family, you know.
Right.
It's great to be with family, and it's great to have each restaurant offers something completely different to everybody. You know, and in the spirit of the holidays, when you don't have much money,
yeah,
it's great. It's a great thing. It's a great, great, great thing. And I cannot, you know, express to enough how in any time of need, I guess, it's a great thing to do. Period.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think? What do you think, Blackfoot? What are your thoughts?
Wait, what now?
What are your thoughts on Thanksgiving in diners?
I think it's a good idea. I mean, everybody deserves a chance to celebrate the holiday. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know that there's one in my area, there's this one man who does a lot during the holidays, even around Christmas time. Those that do not have families, they're young and old, welcome, free meal. And this is truly him doing this, and him and his wife doing this. So, which is very kind, very sweet. When this man has several businesses and doesn't really get credit where it's due, which this is one thing that he actually gets to do something and does it just because he wants to, not because he has to.
Right.
Exactly.
So, more often than not, there should, those people should be commended for what they're doing. Because you will never know unless you're in that situation either.
Absolutely.
You don't know until it's too late.
Yeah.
The cases.
Yep.
Yeah. And when you do,
well,
you do
well.
It's not exactly easy either.
No, it's not.
It's not easy for anybody.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, yeah, so. Yeah, we salute that. And then, so,
yes.
Moving forward, we have...
I know that Blackhood...
Blackhood.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
Allison. You have something to share about My Country Tis of Thee, which is very eerie and awkward
and
creepy, and abolitiony, and
look,
just in time for Thanksgiving, don't you, Blackwood?
Yes. Well, okay. Before we go into this, I want everybody to know that if you guys want to give flack to somebody, give that to me. Because this was actually my call. It wasn't Red Hood's or Allison's and Johnny, wherever he may be. There is, in 1843, during the anti-slavery movement, they took lyrics of popular songs and rewriting them to attack slavery and those who defended it. Samuel Francis Smith's song, written in 1831 and rewritten in 1843 by A.G. Duncan and published in anti-slavery melodies for the Friends of Freedom, edited by Jarius Lincoln. Not to be confused with Abraham Lincoln, they are not related. It's a rare version that I recently found on YouTube today, and I sent it to Red Hood, and it scared the hell out of him. So... Red Hood, let's hear it. Red
I'm not singing that.
Huh?
I'm not singing it.
I didn't mean to sing it, Red Hood. I meant play the video.
Can you play it? I'm not seeing Jimmy at the moment.
You know what? This is what happens first when Red Hood turns out to be a coward. Anyway. Sorry, Red Hood. Right.
Can they hear it? Can they hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear.
All right, hang on. Hang on a chick.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just find it. Oh, wait, I sent you the link for it. Sorry.
You did.
Just give me 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to find it.
It's okay.
Sorry, we're still looking for it. What the hell? No. Oh, here it is. Okay, sorry.
Live radio.
All right, here it is.
My God. From the mountainside,
Anyway, that was just a little sample of it.
Yep.
If you guys want to look up,
we'll put the link up for you.
Yep.
With Red Hood's permission, of course.
Yes. Absolutely. You can put that gut-busting haunting link up any day. However,
shit.
you won't catch me listening to it.
That's a load
you
of
really
crap.
Won't.
Understand.
That's a load of crap.
Understandably
right
so.
Because it's very creepy, and I don't want to think of dead pilgrims at Thanksgiving.
Don't you mean dead soldiers from the Civil War?
Yes, I don't want to think of that.
It is something that is in our history, so...
Yeah, well, Red Hood fails to understand, of course, that you can't hide from our dark history.
As dark as it is.
You need to understand it, Jamie. I mean, Red Hood.
Oh. I mean, I do understand that that's not the point. The point is that he sings in the minor key. That's creepy enough.
Well, it's to prove how dark our past was back then, Red Hood. I mean, you've heard me sing in a minor key before. You know how creepy I am already. Maybe I shouldn't have said that on live air. Anyway. Shut up, Red Hood.
Let me guess.
I mean,
it is creepy. I'm not going to lie. I mean, when I first heard the version, it sent chills down my spine.
I mean, it is funny in the fact that, like, when you do think of it historically.
Yeah. It really was dark back then. I was like, oh my God. Horrible. You know?
You do think of it historically. Hold on a second.
Oh,
You do think of it historically.
Yep.
And it is very creepy. And that's what creeps me out. It's not...
It's not meant to thrill you. It's meant to creep you out. Basically. You know? And it's supposed to give you a wake-up call about how dark our freaking past was. You cannot hide from that.
Yeah, but everybody wants to hide from it.
Yeah, because they're cowards.
No. I don't think it's because they're cowards.
Well, what
I
is
think
it then,
it's because of... I think it's really because of many, many years of misunderstanding.
Also political correctness, too, which, by the way, is going overboard. I'm going to call it as I see it. It really is going overboard. You know?
I mean, political correctness in any viewpoint.
Yeah.
No matter...
Basically what I was trying to do was sharing that video to basically point out why are we being politically correct about this? Why are we trying to hide our past?
Right.
And we should not hide our past because then people forget the history that happened and then history repeats itself. We want to do something good for the world, remember what happened in the past.
Right.
Try to prevent what happened again. You know?
Right. Right.
That's
and
the
then point. And then remember just how creepy the songs were.
That particular
you
version
know.
Of the song was. That was only one version for Hood. You know?
Right.
You need to understand
but,
that you that you cannot, no matter how hard you try, you cannot hide the past. You're gonna meet it eventually. And when you do, you have to remind yourself that this is the past. It happened. Is there a way I could do to prevent it from happening
right.
in the future?
What?
That's the point I'm getting at here. So many times there have been... Okay, look, there was already two world wars. We didn't prevent the second one from happening when it could have been prevented. You know?
Right.
It's just... It's stupid. You know?
Well, what's stupid about it is that if you really want to stir up those...
Yeah.
Give them with how much you know history.
Yeah. It's crazy. You know, and it disturbs me that people fail to recognize that.
When it's
I mean, a lot of people.
Out there. It's out there. It's meant... It's...
What truly. The hell? Hey, Red Hood.
Hmm.
Remember that movie, The Hills Have Eyes? Kind of a breaking news story. This is disturbing.
Well, there are many, many, many films that,
Yeah, but I wasn't expecting The Hills Have Eyes.
Well, yeah.
Like, wait a minute.
Understandably.
Well, Red Hood, note to self, never go into those hills. You know?
Right.
Jesus. Wow. This is a 15th century legend. Legend goes, Sonny, the son of a landscaper, had no desire to follow his father's footsteps. Instead, he took his wife and headed for a coastal cave. And Benin... Oh, this was in Scotland. There he would live in the family of 8 sons, 6 daughters, 18 grandsons, and 14 granddaughters, most of which were products of incest. Wow, that's, creepy. Sweeping the days away in their cave, the Bean Clan would come out at night to apply their trade. Under the cover of darkness, the Beans would ambush travelers, robbing them and murdering them. The bodies were then taken back to the cave, where they were dismembered and prepared for dinner.
Shit.
Exactly. For 25 years, the family operated in secret, although nearby villagers were aware of the disappearances, as well as the occasional body parts which washed up on their shores. They're unaware of who was responsible for the crimes. The Beans were eventually taken down when their attempted ambush of a young man who was more skilled at swordplay than they were expecting. The young man managed to hold his attackers at bay until help arrived. Overwhelmed,
wow.
The Beans headed for safety of the cave, not aware now where their presence. The people of the Benin had sent word to King James IV of Scotland, who dispatched the soldiers to track down the fiends. So, you know, it's funny, in the anime Attack on Titan, they actually did talk about these guys, believe it or not. They were talking about how Titans ate humans, just like how these guys
did. Wow.
It's creepy.
That's unsettling.
And apparently, it is based off of a true story. That's the unsettling part about it. Now, this is another dark part of history. This is why I brought this up. Cannibals do exist, but it's part of their culture sometimes. Some cultures do eat the bodies of their deceased.
Right.
And there's nothing... I mean, I respect that. I have nothing against that, but... Keep cannibalism away from me.
You know? Right.
That's the point I'm getting at. Red Hood, do you have any comments on this? Red Hood.
I think we're ending the show early.
We're ending the show a little bit early.
But Red Hood, what's your comment on this?
My comment is that history is history.
Yeah.
No matter how dark it is.
No matter how dark it is, there's some gruesome parts, but.
Some.
Oh no.
Red Hood, try the entire history of humanity as a whole.
Right.
I mean, we've done some things that would make God and the devil go, dude, what is wrong with you? You know?
Right.
Right.
But other than that, have
exactly.
a great night.
Good night, everybody.
Other than that, have a great Thanksgiving, and we will see you
later.
We'll see you after Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yes.
Red
have a great Thanksgiving.
I need to have a private conversation for a bit, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Comcast Business is offering 25 megabits per second internet from $69.95 a month. That means if you're still using slow DSL, you have a decision to make. Switch to Comcast Business and get more speed for faster downloads, or stick with slow DSL and watch your business stutter. The choice is yours. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 12/31/15. Restrictions apply. 2-year contract and subscription to Comcast Business Voice and Business TV required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.